The White House Report.
The rhetoric is heating up on the zero tolerance issue of separating kids from their parents at the southern border. President Trump is tweeting that Democrats want illegal immigrants to infest our country. Well, all the first ladies, to include former First Lady Michelle Obama and former First Lady Laura Bush, have spoken out against the president's zero tolerance policy. Also, the current First Lady, the president's wife, Melania Trump, is not happy with the practice of separating parents from their children. Civil rights leaders are also joining in on the chorus against the zero tolerance policy that is not a law, but a discretionary attempt of the Trump administration. Sherlyn Ifill, president of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
Well, this amuses me so much when I hear this because, of course, this affects every person, every black and brown person who comes across the border. This affects African migrants. This affects migrants from Central America who are black. It saddens me that so many Americans do not understand the strength of the Afro-Latino population from places like Mexico and Honduras and El Salvador and Nicaragua. In many instances, these are black people. The Legal Defense Fund, the organization I lead, we have filed a suit. We are in litigation against the Secretary of Homeland Security for her decision to rescind the temporary protected status that Haitians enjoyed. And we have charged that that decision was made based on racial discrimination, that there was no logical, rational reason to make that decision, but instead the decision was based on the president's view that he has expressed about people who are coming from what he called S-hole countries, who he deems to be unworthy to be in the United States. So African Americans need to wake up and understand that he is also talking about black people. And regardless of whether he is or whether he isn't, we are human beings and citizens of this country. I cannot believe that any African American is naive enough to think that a policy like this could not be used against anyone in this country who the president deems unworthy. We have to wake up and we have to stand together.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.